sabes por dónde darme pa' que quede rendida, rendida. Tienes estilo para llamar mi atención. Me tiras dardos, pan directo al corazón. Y por más veces que trate.
Bienvenidas a Radio Manea. My name is Verónica Flores.
And I'm Miriam Soyla Perez, and we are two Latinx friends with wildly different music tastes.
Each week, bringing music from Latinx artists that we love, and this week we're talking about Chucky's latest album, Las Mujeres Ya No Lloran.
So I was the one who wanted to do this because I think there's some interesting things to talk about this album. It's also been like a pretty big hit. It's the top of some of the Latin charts, and it makes her the first woman with a number one album across all four decades on the Latin album charts, which is pretty impressive for
four decades, as in like the Latin Billboard charts have only been going for four decades? Is that right?
No. She's the first woman with number one albums across four decades on the Billboard Latin album charts.
I see.
So she's had a number one album every decade for the last four decades, yeah.
I see.
So we're doing this kind of chronologically with the songs that we wanted to talk about, but this one is the opening song. So let's take another listen to Punteria featuring Cardi B.
Caigo como si nada, pero si me robas dos besos, salto cero, ya ni lo pienso. Paso toda la noche indecisa y despierto con tu camisa. Yo no sé si quiero parar y me derriten tus manos, me drogan tus labios, tus bíceps me ponen a 100. A ti nunca te dirijo, siempre llegas fijo hasta mi punto.
So I picked this one because I feel like it grows on me more each time I listen to it, and has like a nice pop feel. Did you watch the video by any chance, Vero?
I saw like clips of it. I did not.
I feel like you would like it because it's got this like women versus centaurs thing happening, like these male centaurs, and Shakira actually like shoots one of them in the heart.
Wow.
So she said in an interview in the New York Times that I read that She-Wolf was like a big theme of this album, and there is like a reference to She-Wolf somewhere in there, but I feel like this is like one of the She-Wolf sort of examples of like being sort of like a dominant woman and like hunting. And so yeah, it's an interesting moment in this song. I think the thing that I don't like about the song is that it doesn't feel very Cardi B. Like I want more Cardi B in it. I feel like it doesn't really like feel like a real collaboration between the two of them. I feel like Cardi B's style is kind of muted in it. It feels like a pop song by Shakira that Cardi B is like doing, you know, some lines in. I don't feel like she's bringing her style to the table.
I feel like that is definitely what happened. I think when I was reading about it, like Shakira like wanted a woman rapper on this song and like had met Cardi B and thought she was nice.
Yeah.
And so like, you know, there she is.
Yeah,
so
and like why would Cardi
like
B say
exactly
no
right
to this? You know, like this is an opportunity to like reach an audience that maybe not. I mean, she's very successful on her own, but I feel like this is, you know, it's a good opportunity from a business perspective.
Like, Cardi is like, you know, like a woman of her generation. She grew up with Shakira, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like it's a bit, it would be a big deal for her, I think, even if like she's maybe like very famous and needs no help, you know, like it's still like, you know, she's had hits over the last four decades. Cardi B grew up with her, so I feel like I understand that.
Yeah. I feel like you could have had a collaboration that would have been more Cardi B if it was called Puteria instead of Punteria.
Yeah, but then it wouldn't have been Chiquita.
Yeah, like Chiquita's not going to do that. I mean, Chiquita is very sexual, but not in that way. Like, she does it in a different way.
Yeah, she's very conservative, actually. You know what's interesting is that, like, people... She made these comments about the Barbie movie, which were, you know, pretty whack. There, she's like, oh, my boys hated it. It's so emasculating. And people were like, oh, my God, how dare she be so anti-feminist when she's such a feminist icon? And I'm like, y'all, have you, like, ever heard any of her lyrics? Like, just because a woman is powerful does not a feminist make. Right. Like, there's nothing that has ever pointed to, like, any real feminism beyond, like, a sort of, like, lean-in girl power type of thing from Chiquita. Like, let's be for real here.
Yeah, it's the difference between being like a woman and being a feminist.
Yeah, exactly.
I would say
would never go with puteria because she's way too conservative for something, but she is very sexual.
And I mean, if you watch the videos, especially like the song with Karol G we're going to talk about, like, it's a very sexual video. So it's not that she doesn't use her sexuality. She absolutely does, but she does it in a different way than you know, Cardi B does. And she wouldn't do it in the way that, like, calling a song puteria.
That compromises her respectability, though.
Yeah. But she's very sexual and, like, you know, half naked.
Absolutely.
And,
yeah. She's, like, used her sexuality to further her career ever since she broke out in the U.S. market, you know?
Yeah.
Like, she wasn't really doing that very much in her Spanish language work. I mean, obviously somewhat, right? She was still like a thin, attractive young woman, but like, there was a really big shift once she entered the, like, you know, I feel like US pop space.
Yeah. I think the other reason I want to talk about this album is because I feel like it is kind of like a throwback to like what she did very well in the beginning of her career, right? Which is like a breakup album. And so now she's in this, she's had this very public breakup, and here we are again with, like, I think, a successful, you know, breakup album. And so it's interesting to sort of have her be revisiting that, but so many years later. And I think you hear that in, like, the lyrics, right? There's a different maturity to it. There's a different perspective. She obviously has gone through a lot, you know, being married, having children. Like, it's a different kind of breakup than it was back in the early aughts. But I thought that was interesting. And this is her first album in 7 years. So it is like a return to music for her. Although half the songs, like, it seems like the second half of the album is all the things that have already come out, and the first half is stuff that's being released right now. So she's had a lot of successful singles.
I think that after, like, so shortly after the breakup, she did that Bizarrap song.
Yes.
And I think the way that it went viral because of, like, the gossip machine or whatever, or also because of how it sounded, and also because it was
a great song
thing.
You know,
and, you know, like, people really, like, related to that kind of sentiment. I feel like must have been such a, like, motivation to get back into creating an album. And, you know, like, when you break up with somebody that you've been with for a long time, you suddenly find yourself with all this time on your hands that you'd been pouring into a partner that you suddenly have free. So.
And, like, clearly heartbreak has been a creative inspiration for her in the past, you know?
That's right, yeah.
And then the other thing is that she's in Miami now, which I think this got brought up in the interview in the New York Times. Like, it gives her a different opportunity to be in direct kind of, like, collaboration and in the mix with so many Latin artists compared to where she was in Spain.
Right.
So it gives her, like, more opportunity to focus on music, I think. So, I agree with you. I don't think she's a feminist icon, but I do feel like that Bizarrap, like, diss track, there's a lot of feminism, I think, in that song. There's a lot of, like, feminist themes around, like, you know, men and women. And, like, I mean, just sort of the way she treats him in some ways feels like a feminist kind of win to a certain degree. I don't think it necessarily speaks to her politics as a whole, but I do feel like that song, to me, has a lot of feminism in it.
Yeah, I think that, like, just like many artists of, like, our generation in particular, Perez, and we're, like, you know, sort of elder millennials, we have had to, like, read feminism into songs and artists for a very long time because it has not always been cool to be an activist. It was, like, actively dorky to be a feminist or to be, like, into, like, making the world a better place in a really systematic way. Right. So we're used to this, like, you know, reading and finding feminism and feminist values in different songs. But I think that like today's generation of artists, or even like artists today, it's more, I'm going to say it's less unusual to express like political leanings, progressive political leanings. And it's also less of a hit to your market, I'm going to say.
Right.
It's not like it's not as risky. All of a sudden everybody is, it's not risky. It's not like risky to your capital. Right. So like, so I think that there's a lot more artists that like will say up front, like, I'm a feminist, right? Especially younger artists. So I think that like sometimes when like we've been like coexisting in this sort of arena where, you know, like we're like straddling these two realities where some artists are like being very explicit about feminist politics and some artists like we've been like, you know, longing for feminism in songs for so long. And, you know, we have read feminism into their songs, even if they haven't directly expressed it.
Yeah. That's interesting. Yeah.
It's like this like straddle moment. But I think that like, if you take the work as a whole, you're like, I don't think this comes up as feminist as a whole, you know?
Yeah, I think that's interesting. I agree with that point. I think also, like, I was listening to a Dolly Parton podcast, I think you've listened to also, and she, the interviewer asks her directly, like, are you a feminist? And she gets kind of, like, flustered, and she's like, absolutely not, basically. Yeah. And it's like, she's such a fucking feminist, right? But I think feminism is a dirty word in it for a certain generation, and she's a much older generation than the Shakira, but...
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
It's a dirty word, and also Dolly Parton, as much of an icon and, like, you know, like, a feminist icon as she might be, right? Like, she was in, like, 9 to 5, the documentary that's, like, basically like a woman's revolution in the workplace, right? Like it's like an iconic feminist movie, but like Dolly Parton is very unwilling to compromise any of her fans. Like she knows where her money comes from and she doesn't want to compromise it, right? Like I think that at the end, like it's about where the money is coming from. And I think where we see artists being explicit about being feminist today at a time where it's a lot less risky to their money, you know, like I understand that. And there's some artists that are still unwilling to risk that. Right. And there's always, you know, conversely been artists who have been like, fuck it. Like I am XYZ. Have XYZ political leanings, and I don't care what this does to my audience or to money, you know, like Sinead O'Connor or like, you know, like any number of whatever. But like, but that's always, I think, been a consideration.
Yeah. I mean, she's definitely a businesswoman. And I what I heard in that response from Dolly was really like, that's not a word that I, for me, you know, even beyond like trying not to alienate. And I think that is sort of like a generational thing. And not that there aren't people now, but. Where feminism's like, ugh, I'm not like that, you know, like whatever. Because then when you really dig into it, you know, she does say the things that in many ways are feminism. But
yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, that's the opening song. So let's take a listen to your pick, which comes next.
So the next one is one of two features with Mexican regional groups. Mm-hmm. This is Entre Paréntesis with Grupo Frontera.
Dime qué te pasó porque te noto fría. Tus besos ya no saben a lo que sabían. Sigues durmiendo en mi cama, pero la siento vacía.
Dime qué te pasó, ya no eres el de antes. Parece que esto para ti no es importante. Hay cosas en la vida tan obvias que no hace falta ni decir.
Se nota cuando se quiere, pero cuando no se nota más. Antes venía sin llamarte, ahora sin avisar te vas.
Se nota cuando se quiere, pero cuando no se nota más. Ya no hace falta que aparentes y pusiste el final entre paréntesis. Esto ya no da más.
Esto ya no da más.
Esto ya no dio más. Pusiste el final entre paréntesis.
boca me niega lo que dice tu mirada. Tus manos no calientan cuando me tocas la piel. Esa manera de besar no sabe a nada. Que te abraza soy yo, pero estás pensando en él.
Is also one of my favorites on this album.
Yeah, I think this is like one of the more successful songs on here, and I think it's because she's doing something like new and interesting to me. And when we were putting together this episode, Perez and I had like a little discussion about like whether we liked this album and like, you know, like what we seek from music, right? And I feel like nothing is like wrong or right about like either, you know, way of like what you want from music, right? But like I have a lot of people in my life who like their orientation in music is, for example, like nostalgia, right? Like who they like want like new songs maybe, but songs that remind them of like a very specific kind of music, and that's like the thread that they like want. Or like, you know, like there's like they want something easy or they want something like whatever, right? Like there's many things that you can get out of music. And I feel like for me, what excites me about music is when things are like different and innovative and make me like be like, oh, interesting, what's that, right? Like, and I think that for a lot of people that can be disconcerting. For my best friend, definitely Chanel is like always like, turn that shit off, girl. Like when it's something weird, she's like, I don't, she wants like, you know, to like listen to things that are like, you know, remind her of a vibe that like she's like got very well curated, right? But for me, I really like that like, oh, what's new, what's interesting, what's innovative. And this, like, these collaborations with Mexican regional groups felt that way to me.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, I'm glad she's entering that conversation because I think it's a really, it's one of the most interesting things happening in music right now. And I think people are doing it and bringing their own spin to it. And I feel like, yeah, this was really successful. And I'm obsessed kind of with like Mexican regional, especially like collaborations with like more Caribbean artists. And I would put her in that category because I just think it's a really interesting mix of sounds and styles. And also watching the video for this song, our friend Justin and I were watching it last night, and it's like, It's classic in a way that I really like. It's just her with the band. Like, it's very simple. It's not high concept like some of these videos. But just, like, these five dudes and, you know, good music. And you got the accordion player, like, all the things. And I don't know. I really appreciated it. And I was glad that she joined this sort of trend because I think it's a good one.
Yeah, and I think it's, like, it's fun, right? And they, like, it gels well with her style, right? Like, she is not obviously, like, been traditionally a Mexican regional artist. And I think that she's entering it this at the same time that, like, everybody else in pop music is entering it. But, like, it is, like, a good match. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't feel weird. It doesn't feel forced. It feels like, wow, this is new and interesting and good, and I'm here for it.
Yeah, it feels natural. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I think it's really successful. And there is another feature with a Mexican regional group that's not new, that came out already, that's later on in the album, which is her song with Fuerza Regida. As well. But yeah, I was
which you brought to an earlier episode, right?
Yeah, I brought it to a new music episode, I believe. Yeah, so we've already talked about that one. So we're only talking about things that we haven't brought to the show before today.
Yeah, for the most part, right?
Yeah, I think entirely. Yeah, I don't think we're bringing anything.
That's great.
Yeah, we're not bringing anything we brought before, I know. But yeah, I in our conversation about this sort of like, what are people looking for in music, I think I'm sort of in the middle road a little bit of like, I can appreciate innovation and like can appreciate innovative things that might not even be like something I'm super interested in. Like, I think I would say that about the Beyonce like country album. Like, I think I can really appreciate what she's doing, but it's not, those are not songs I'm going to go back to and listen to, because it's just not for me. It's not what I'm into, but yeah, sure. I can still really appreciate it and like engage with it from that perspective. But then I can also just appreciate someone like Shakira, who I think is just a very successful pop artist, you know, and is good at what she does. And I think she's interesting because of her long career and some of the ways in which she's been involved in music. So, all right. So this next one is my pick. It's called Como, Donde y Cuando. Let's take a listen.
Mm-hmm. Entre la rutina y el estrés, la vida es una perra, ya lo sé. Pero por cada flor marchita, una siempre vuelve a nacer. Mi cabeza no se explica, porque a veces uno se complica. Y por cualquier tontería, a uno se le arruina el día. Agarra una toalla, un traje de baño, vamos a la playa y nos olvidamos por un milimicrosegundo de lo malo. Tanta mentira en las ciudades, como tanta basura en los mares, ya no queda nadie.
So this is the sixth track on the album, and I like this because it reminds me of old school Shaki and like the rock, sort of Latin rock aspect of her career, and I enjoy kind of a throwback to that version of her music. She's, I feel like, come a long way from, has come very far from that in many ways, and I'd be interested to know if, like, she might want to bring back more, you know, rock, or if there's going to be more of that in her future. But I really liked kind of being reminded of that and sort of the reference to her origins and what really made her successful.
Yeah, I could see how, like, old school Shaki might be like a nice throwback to me. I'm like, yes, this does sound like 1998, however, it's 2024. Like, it's like, to me, that's less exciting, right? Like, this sounded dope in 1998, but in 2024, it sounds like it's 30 years old.
Yeah. Like, you feel like it's not bringing anything new, it's just like, it sounds.
No. To me, it sounds like, okay, you're doing something that you did 30 years ago. Like, that doesn't, that, like, it's not exciting to me, right? Whereas, like, I think that for somebody who's like looking to music for nostalgia purposes, this could be like, wow, this is what I've been looking for. Like a Shakira song that sounds like a Shakira song from 30 years ago, but it's a new one. You know what I mean? Like some people like really want that. And to me, I just find it like pretty boring, but it's because of how, what I want to listen to, you know, it's not that this is bad.
And it's not even that you like don't from like that style of her music. You did
no,
like that style
I
of
loved
her music.
Shakira in 1998 and I would go back and listen to the songs from 1998, but I am like not looking for a an artist to just recreate their sound over and over again. I tend to like dislike artists who like don't change at all, you know. I find it more exciting in an artist to like hear the ways that they shift with time and their tastes like sort of shift, right? To me, that's more dynamic and exciting. But like to somebody else, that's like where they lose the thread and they're like, you're not for me anymore, you know what I mean?
So yeah, I totally hear that. And I think I'm somewhere in the middle, because if this entire album had been this, I think I would feel differently about it, right? Like, but because it's one song that kind of calls back to the sort of, you know, origins of her music amongst a bunch of stuff that's very different, I find interesting. And that I find, like, I can appreciate that sort of like, yeah, it's kind of a nod to the people who've loved her for 30 years and a nod to like the music she used to make, but it's not all she's doing. She's also doing Mexican regional and things that she never would have done, you know, 30 years ago.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I think the other thing about this album to me is, again, I think this is generational. And I don't think it's how people engage with music today. I think that today music is engaged with on a very single by single basis. And when I think about like, why even bother to put together an album, I guess, like as like a marketing move, maybe like I like to me, I'm like, what's the through line here? Like, what's the theme? I guess the breakup, like, is there's like a lyrical, like thematic thing. But then like musically, it is really like all over the place, which could be exciting. And it's, you know, like, it can be either exciting or it could be, like, discombobulated. It just sort of, like, depends on how you approach it.
Yeah, I feel like the thematic, for me, the thematic through line is what brings it together. And that's where the first half of the album and the second half of the album are kind of disjointed, because the second half of the album is a collection of singles, some of which are about her breakup, but not all of which are about her breakup. So then the first part of it, I think, is what gets at the thematic consistency. But yeah, musically, there's definitely not a through line. It's very diverse in that way. All right, so this next one is another pick that you brought. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, I think that this is my favorite song on the entire album. I am not sure if it'll ever be a single. It's sort of like a vibey one. Let's take a listen to NASA.
No es que sea egoísta, pero antes que me desvista, necesito alguna pista. Vas a ver si, si también te está pasando. La tensión te está matando, pero te lo estás guardando. Esto ya se pondrá. Y veo que no tiene vuelta atrás. No sé cuál es tu intención. Dilo pa' que entremos en acción. Si el paso lo das tú o lo doy yo. Que nunca más volvería a querer. Apareciste tú a sanar las heridas que dejó aquel. Eso lo tenía cerrado, con llaves y con candado. Pero ¿qué hago? Me gusta demasiado. Esto ya se pondrá.
I feel like this one was just, like, really, like, nice and modern sounding. And I feel like it's, like, a good look for Shakira in 2024. I immediately looked up the song credits to look up who the producers were, because I feel like that's what sort of makes this track. But I mean, not to, like, take away from her, I think that she, like, does really well with the track that she's given, right? Like, sometimes I listen to just the, because I love to listen to production, I listen to just the instrumental version of songs, and I'm like, wow, like, how did this artist, like, come up with, like, this melody to go with this beat, or, like, this set of, like, you know, like, lyrics and melodies to, like, and timing to go with, like, the timing of just the instrumental. Like, I find that really fascinating and really good, and I think that Chucky did really well on this one. But I immediately looked up the credits and I saw Tiny in the production credits. He's not the only one.
Right.
But I feel like it's his, like, sort of, like, dreamy, vibey, Caribbean, beachy, like, imprint is on here.
That's surprising that that's, like, what you would be drawn to,
Yeah, exactly. So I was like, okay, that checks out. I understand why I like this. But I feel like this is one that I'm like, okay, like, this one, like, I would put on one of my playlists. Like, this is one that I would, like, put on again. Not because I've, like, heard it a million times on the radio, or not because, like, you know, of a number of other things, but because it's like, wow, I really think that this is, like, a good one. And this, so to me, this is, like, the one for me. I love this one.
I love that you sometimes listen to the instrumental separate from the lyrics. I feel like that's very, like, song exploder, you know, but, like, doing it yourself.
Yeah, I love that shit. I love my God. Song exploder.
I love song exploder, like, too.
Yeah, it's so good.
But I only listen when it's a song that I know or love, and that doesn't happen that often, unfortunately. So I don't listen. I feel like I've listened to, like, five episodes of the whole thing, because he just doesn't do a lot of music. That's the music that I, that I like.
Right,
you know?
That's music that you listen to. Yeah. I wish he would,
I know, it'd be cool really dope to do concept. Some more Latin stuff. Yeah, that would be interesting.
Yeah. Petition for Latino Song Exploder.
Yes. Oh. Ooh, I don't feel like I don't know. I guess he's not a musicologist either, but It was just such a good concept.
I think he just interviews the people about how it all, you know, like how it all went down. Yeah. You don't need to know that much about it, I feel like.
Maybe if anyone's looking for a Latino song exploder, we're interested in collaborating. Maybe we need to do a song exploder series on our own show. That would be interesting. Well, I'm glad you found something that you're going to add to your playlist from this album.
Yeah, me too. I don't think that I feel like if we hadn't done this episode, I don't think I would have listened to this album all the way through because I was telling Bettis, I was like, I haven't really like loved the Chiquita album since like 2001. So like, I don't know that like I would have like listened to this all the way through. And so I'm glad I did just for this song.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think, I think 17-year-old you, love Chiquita. In a way that
40-year-old you is not going to. I cut off my long... I used to have long nails when I was 16 years old, and I cut them to play guitar, to play Shakira songs on the guitar.
I love that. I love that.
It was like a little femme moment for me. I'm like, I'm sacrificing this so I can play Shakira songs on the guitar.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay, so this next one is one we've not talked about, but it did come out a year ago. Why don't you tell us about it?
This is Te Cuje featuring Karol G. Let's take a listen.
La que te dijo que un vacío se llena con otra persona te miente. Es como tapar una herida con maquillaje, no se ve pero se siente. Te fuiste diciendo que me superaste y que conseguiste nueva novia. Lo que ella no sabe es que tú todavía me estás viendo toda la historia. Bebé, ¿qué fue? No, pues que muy tragadito. Ya estoy buscando un melado. Si sabes que yo errores no repito. Dile a tu nueva bebé que por hombre no compito. Que estar tirando que al menos yo te tenía bonito. Verte con la nueva me dolió, pero ya estoy puesta pa' lo mío. Lo que vivimos se me olvidó, y eso es lo que te tiene ofendido. Que hasta la vida me mejoró, por acá ya no eres bienvenido. Y lo que tu novia me tiró, eso no da ni rabia, yo me río, yo me río. No tengo tiempo pa' lo que no aporte, ya cambié mi norte, haciendo dinero como deporte. Y mando la cuenta a los shows, el parking y el pasaporte. Estoy más dura, dicen los reportes. Ahora tú quieres volver, se te nota, no sé. Pero me hay que yo soy idiota.
So, Te Cuje / Te Quedo Grande. And yeah, I mean, I feel like this feels old at this point. It like came out a year ago. It's been a really big hit. A lot of the songs on this album came out as singles already. I feel like we're at the point in the album where like most of these songs now already all came out, or like all of the songs already all came out like as singles a while back.
Yeah.
So like some of these songs are like Perez brought Monotonía to an episode in 2022. This is a song with the bachata with Ozuna, right? Or like, when did we bring the Bizarrap, right? Like that was like before then even, right?
Yeah.
So like this has been like coming together for a couple of years now, really.
Definitely. Yeah.
Since the breakup, and is now like sort of like cobbled together into an album. But so this is old, but I like this one because it's like a good like pop hit, right? Like I feel like this is one of like the best pop songs on here to me. And I think that like it's a fun moment for like Chiquita to collaborate with Karol G, like big up Colombia, like Mujeres de Colombia moment, like let's like talk about how Te Quede Grande. And like I feel like it just works on every single level for me.
I really like this one. I feel like this is a collab that feels more like a collab, you know. And I think that might just be that Karol G's style melds with Shaki's in a more natural way than like Cardi B's would. Like there'd have to be something that's a little bit shook up for it to work. Karol G, I feel like, can show up in this more without it having to be like a big departure for Shakira.
That's interesting. I feel like for me, Karol G is showing up as the style that Karol G shows up as. She's not doing any melding to Shakira. Shakira's melding to Karol G's style here.
Okay, so maybe that's why I feel like it's more Shakira of a collab.
Shakira is, like, not right. a pop reggaeton artist. She certainly dabbled in it ever since it became acceptable for her to do so. But, right. like, this is, like, Karol G's Karol lane. G. And I feel yeah. like Shakira's okay. gone to her rather right. than Karol G going right. to Shakira.
Right. Okay. I can hear that. I can hear that. So that's the difference, right? The Cardi B kind of went to Shakira in this instance going the other way. I think maybe what the difference is it doesn't feel like... Well, it might be a departure for Shakira. It doesn't feel out of character, out of, you know, I'm just like, okay, this makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. She's done plenty of, yeah. like, remember when she did that Maluma song?
Yeah, this is not new for her necessarily.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. It's I think that's been, like, different. Normal for right, pop right. stars like her to do, like, pop reggaeton songs yeah. for a while.
Yeah, totally.
And this, she's certainly done it a bunch too. Yeah. yeah.
And this song, if you watch the video, it's very sexy. And it's also like, damn, these women are like, 20 or 30 years apart, but like you can't tell, like the lighting, the whatever Shakira is doing to keep herself looking the way she's looking.
Yeah, the innovations of cosmetic interventions.
I know it's kind of wild, but yeah, it's very sexy, and I also agree it's a very successful pop song.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
All right, so you have an interesting one for
yeah,
us.
Yeah, this one also came out in the last year, but it totally missed my radar. And it's called Acrostico, and it's actually featuring Milan and Sasha, who are her two sons. Let's take a listen.
Me enseñaste que el amor no es una estafa y que cuando es real no se acaba. Intenté que no me veas llorar, que no veas mi fragilidad. Pero las cosas no son siempre como las soñamos. A veces corremos pero no llegamos. Nunca dudes que aquí voy a estar. Háblame que te voy a escuchar. Y aunque la vida me tratara así, voy a ser fuerte solo para ti. Lo único que quiero es tu felicidad y estar contigo. Una sonrisa tuya es mi debilidad. Quererte sirve anestesia al dolor, hace que me sienta mejor. Para lo que necesites estoy, viniste a completar lo que soy. Se nos rompió solo un plato, no toda la vajilla. Y aunque no sé poner la otra mejilla, aprender a perdonar este sabio.
So this is a bold move
I
to
know.
Like include her kids.
I know. I feel like two ways about it. I feel like, oh my god, this is super tender, and like what they're singing to each other is very sweet, and like cringy emoji face, like they're 7 and 9, and like if you listen to the lyrics with a more critical eye, it feels a little bit like I'm concerned about like codependency and like the healthy relationship between all of them because of like like she's the parent, they're the child, you know. I don't know, I'm worried a little bit, obviously, like
yeah.
kids, you know, kids of celebrities, like they're gonna be in the limelight, of course. It's not surprising they might want to like do music themselves. I mean, they're still so young. And this has been a really tough year for them, and I imagine it seems like, you know, they're kind of on Team Shakira, you know, when it comes to what happened with the breakup
yeah,
and stuff.
I mean,
but
I would imagine so, right? It's like a very public cheating scandal from
yeah.
their dad, right?
Yeah.
Like, I think that, like, I don't, it's so interesting because I'm not saying that you're doing this, but I feel like there's a lot of, like, media out there who's like clutching their pearls about
right.
like Shakira doing like, you know, breakup music. Like I remember during like the Bizarrap single sort of aftermath, a lot of people were like mm-hmm. clutching their pearls and doing like a sort of like a think of the children situation.
Yeah.
And I'm like, bitch, like you are the literal media, and the reason why this is a huge, cumbersome, horrible scandal for these kids, like you
yeah.
are like
yeah.
paying your rent off of this scandal, and that's why it's hard for these kids.
Yeah.
Do not clutch your pearls
yeah.
about Shakira airing out her feelings about having been
no.
cheated on. Like, be for fucking real for one
right.
moment.
Right.
But
like, that's,
I do
yeah.
understand, you know, like this is a different situation where, like, okay, like in the end, like both of these people are these kids' parents, and like, Yeah, there's like some negotiation that has to happen there.
Yeah, and that's where the lyrics get a little bit worrisome for me, around like, what role are they playing in her life in terms of supporting her? This is probably some of my own shit coming out here, really. But and yeah, like, you know, healthy relationship between a parent and a child, and boundaries, and like being the parent and not, you know, relying on your child for emotional support, I don't actually think is appropriate. Although it is to be like, you know, showing up for each other. So, you know, I might be doing
it's a tough pop boundary
psychology here, but
it's a tough boundary to uphold. You know, like, I think that, yeah, I mean, I don't have kids, so I feel like I wouldn't know, but like, I can imagine that, like, you know, like, these are two little people that you're really close to, and like, you're really sad, and you're really sad about a breakup of a dynamic that involves them. And I feel like it's like a tough boundary to like think about, like, where you help them process, where they help you process, what's like their role, what's not their role. So, but I feel you.
Yeah. And part of it is that, like, if these lyrics were just her singing, I would feel differently. But then they're singing the lyrics. And so if they're speaking from their own perspective, then I get a little concerned by some of the things that they're saying. But if it's just her voice, you know, singing, then like none of this feels inappropriate necessarily. I mean, there's a little bit of like, you know, viniste a completar lo que soy. I'm like, okay, you know, like, yes, like as a parent, you could feel like your kid sort of like completed you. But also, like, I'm like, I don't know. I'm just like raising a little flag of like parent child dynamics, you know? but it is also very sweet. It's very sweet. It's a very tender little ballad. There's like, they're like playing the piano together in the video. Like, it's very like tierno, you know, like it is. So
yeah.
I can appreciate both things. All right, folks. Well, thanks for coming along on this deep dive in this new Shakira album. Hopefully you've discovered something new that you want to go back to, or an invitation to take a look at this for the first time.
Yeah, thank you for listening. As always, all the details about everything that we included is going to be in our show notes. And thank you so much to Maite for helping us edit.
Give us a follow on Instagram. Make sure you're subscribed to our newsletter if you haven't already. It's just a short little email every Friday with the new episode, and also some things we're into, some things we're reading. So it's an easy follow. That's also in the show notes.
Thank you so much for listening. Hasta la próxima.
Bye.